So first of all, thank you to everybody for coming. So my name is Jill Dickinson, and this is my colleague Terry Lisa Griffiths, and we're both from the Department of Law and Criminology. And today we'd like to talk to you about some challenges that we've had with innovative assessment and how we've tried to challenge those challenges. And the specific focus that we've got, to give it a bit of context, is a module that we've both worked on, which is the Careers Development Learning module. Which is a level 5 20 credit core module for about 25 students, and yeah, hopefully that should give it a little bit of context. So over to you.
Yeah, so this was a dedicated careers module, sort of implemented on the wider kind of employability agenda really. I worked on this module in more of a consultancy capacity because I was still with the career service at this time. So there was an emphasis on individual interest, because with career learning it's very important for students to feel that they are kind of being listened to and not just being given lots of information, and they can kind of follow their own interests and ideas. So that was really important when we were developing the module. And also there was an emphasis on practical learning, which we'll go through in more detail later on about what we actually did, but it was very much activity based. You'll see the list of activities we did. There were a lot of them because we really wanted students to be very actively participating in this module. The idea of the module again was increasing engagement levels with both students and staff as well. Jill came from a practice background, so Jill was already quite keen on employability, and you know, saw the value and importance of that for students. So this module really was an idea, giving it a dedicated module was an idea to say to students, this is important for your future and as part of your learning. In terms of the pedagogical emphasis, again, as I said, it was very much focusing on individual interests, so it was looking at self-directed learning. And part of that was thinking about innovative assessment design. We really wanted it to be have some kind of real world sort of currency. So students would be completing activities that would help them in not just thinking about what they wanted to do and their career ideas and career paths, but also actively developing specific skills as well. So Jill's going to tell you a little bit more about what we actually did.
Yeah, what we did, we did quite a lot.
Yes.
I joined Hallam in the January and was given basically a handout probably about the size of that with the module descriptor on saying that needs to happen in September. So it was all very exciting but also quite busy. So on there we've got formative and summative assessment opportunities. Maybe if I talk about the summative first, then you can see how the formative fits in. So the summative assessment opportunities, there were two pieces of assessment. First of all, the research project that they completed after the end of semester one, and they had to draw up a formal report into a career of their choice, basically looking at that particular career, the pathways into that, the skills, the experience that people were looking for. So immediately the hope was to get them engaged with a specific career. Then the second bit of the assessment, so these bits here, were handed in at the end of semester two and basically comprised the portfolio. The portfolio was submitted online in the first year that the module ran, so through PebblePad, which some of you have probably come across, which brought with it some interesting challenges, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, so that was the summative element, but we also thought it would be quite helpful throughout the module to incorporate some formative assessment opportunities as well. So things what we did here, the top one, the practice interview, myself and Terry Lisa divided up the students and we asked them to come up with a job advert of their choice. They brought that job advert into us and we then did a formal mock interview with them. And what was great is we could provide them with feedback straight away and put them into that formal setting. And also, these students in level 5 were at a time when they were having to do this kind of thing in practice, so it gave them the opportunity to practice in a more safe environment. We also had them doing an assessment centre, so I worked with the careers team and we used a goldfish bowl technique. So we divided up the students into two groups, the students in the middle were part of the assessment centres. They would be on the type of recruitment exercises they would get involved with. And the group on the outside then provided feedback and we swapped them around. We also, the module prompted a series of guest speakers from across law, criminology and community justice. What worked really well, I'm sure you people have probably done it as well, was to bring back former students to talk to our students so that our students could really identify with those people who had gone on into practice. We got them doing a HR recruitment and selection process, so this was fabulous. Caroline Hansen in our careers team provided me with a full pack of documents, basically a job specification, job sort of mock job applications that had been submitted for it, and our students then had to work through them and work out who should be selected. And then dedicated IT workshops, particularly because of the Pebble Pad element. They helped to provide the students with the reassurance that they needed to get through that stage. So quite a lot in there.
Yeah, quite an ambitious module. And some of the challenges, obviously, I can probably think all of you are looking at list and thinking, oh my goodness, that probably takes a lot of time. And it did. But what we would say in terms of that is, draw on as much support available as possible, and the purposes of these events is to see what other people are doing, and in some ways asking them directly to share resources and ideas so you can save a bit of time. And as Jill has said a couple of times now, she actively approached the career service and said, what do you already have, what's already available, and that did help to reduce things a little bit. In terms of the things like practice interviews, that obviously took a lot of time. There weren't that many students in the module. It was fairly small. How many students were
there? About 25. Yeah.
About 25 students. So it was manageable, but it did take a lot of time. So something that ambitious might not be possible for modules where there's a high number of students. But what we would say is just do things in a small way. So if you are keen on changing your assessment practice, assessment process, do things in bite-sized chunks. So, you know, try and change some element maybe of formative tasks at first as sort of a starting point and try and build on it from there. Obviously anxiety and apathy is a big thing, and again that's from students as well as staff, because that is an element of change when you do something different, and this module was completely different from what a lot of the students were doing across the rest of their learning. It does have that anxiety element. So what we would say, that the best thing to approach that is to just offer as much support as possible where you can. We made good use of one-to-one and technology. We, again, with the technology element, Jill mentioned Pebble Pad, and that had some problems. But
just on that, actually, it's worth pointing out the technology, is it technology enhanced learning team?
Yes, absolutely.
Were absolutely brilliant, and they couldn't have given any more support. So they are there, and you can go and talk to them. And I think there must be other programmes available now, not just Pebble Pad, if that's the route you choose to go down. So.
Again, yeah, we would just really would advocate just asking for help where you can and just getting as much support as possible, because you definitely did do that on this module and it paid off.
Yeah.
Because it was Richard McCarthy who helped a lot with Pebble Pad as
did.
Well.
Yes.
And we, as you probably realised from the list before, we had a lot of formative activities, and we tried to emphasise the importance of those to the students about how much, and I'll just show you the previous page again, how much these tasks were not only giving them that developmental element, but also were directly feeding into what they were expected to do in the summative tasks. You know, in terms of inviting guest speakers, we emphasise to the students repeatedly that these are professionals coming in and giving their time. It's really important for you to manage yourself professionally when they are here. So that did give it sort of a more of a kind of, I don't want to say prestigious kind of element, but I think students did sort of really note that these people were giving up their time, and you know, that was really important. And
they made some sort of contacts, didn't they? Yeah.
They respected it. Okay.
So, marking, that's obviously an elephant in the room sometimes. It's great to do all of these things, but where do you get the time to actually mark them? Well, I think from our experience, what we would say is the more practical activities that you can do, not only is it good for the students in terms of developing all their skills and experience they need to go on to graduate employment, but also they're getting, you can mark it as you go along, they're getting feedback as you go along, and you know, you don't have that assessment bunching in the same way as I know we all seem to be incredibly busy in sort of January and June. By using practical activities, you can spread the burden out for everybody. So yeah, that kind of ties into the next point, bolstering assessment validity. You know, it is great that we have exams and that we have coursework, but I think sometimes if you can introduce different elements into modules, it just really helps to increase both staff and student engagement. And they could really see how all what we were doing was going to tie in, not just help them to get 20 credits, but actually go on to get a career of their choice. And they like doing something different. They're a little bit daunted at first, as we were, as to how things were going to pan out, but they enjoyed it. You know, it's like, oh, right, what's going to happen next week kind of thing.
Yeah, the practice interviews in particular, they were really anxious about doing those, but we had a few students who had a wobble, but I think they appreciated the opportunity to give it a go and do it in kind of a safe environment as well and get feedback on that. So I think they did appreciate doing something a bit different.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, on that note, so we've got a few things, quotations here from student feedback. Someone there particularly saying that the research project was a really valuable aspect of it. There's so much information out there, and you know, we talk about the idea of like a flipped classroom in terms of students live in an information age where they can just access any kind of information they want, so why are we still giving it to them? But sometimes I think it's good to try and push students to say, well, the information's out there, but how are you using it? Are you using it effectively? Can you read a lot of sources and condense that information? And I think doing the research project opened their eyes to a lot of different things. Students came in with ideas about what they wanted to do with their careers, and some of them changed those ideas based on what they did in the research project, or they just went away with much more informed ideas about what they'd do in terms of their next steps. So that was really important.
So some conclusions, obviously these things are ongoing, but yeah, to just give it a go. I think the key thing from that, though, is to really try and use formative opportunities as sort of testing grounds for summative opportunities in future years. See how they go. How do staff and students work with those opportunities? Could they be used as summative assessments, or could you tweak them so that they can be used? Avoid reinventing the wheel. I know, obviously, we know to do that anyway, but there's a lot of resources available here, and sometimes it's just finding out who the right person is to talk to. But certainly, both the Career Service, the Technology Enhancement Learning Team, both really helped me with getting these resources together. But also online, you're probably aware already, it depends obviously on the subject area and the module you want to do, but certainly for the careers module, obviously we've got our own resources at Hallam, but websites like the University of Kent's website gave some useful resources there as well. The thing at the bottom, spreading the word, it's just, you know, to thank people like Andrew for putting these events together, because at the end of the day, we get so busy in what we do, and we're working in our own teams, and it's really nice to come out and talk to other people and share what we do so that we can, you know, develop things further. So
we've got a few suggested resources. The top one there is for anyone who is tasked with building employability into any of your modules, or even creating a dedicated one like this, is a career education model, and it's really useful. We really recommend that. The next two are based on some training that we did in the department. It was from Phil Ray. Some of you might be familiar with him, but he is a champion of assessment innovation. He came to our department and delivered a really interesting session, and those are some resources that he offered. His website is really good as well in terms of looking at what his thoughts are on assessment, and again giving some kind of ideas about what you might want to do. And those are our contact details.
And we're very happy to share all of this, because quite enjoyed putting it together, haven't we?
Yes.
What's really nice is since then the careers team have come to us and actually asked us for some of the resources to then feed out into other modules that they're dealing with, so it's kind of been a win-win, which is always good. So thank you for your time.